Gird your loins and light your lamps and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant when he comes. I went to Loyola Marymount University, and I've always been kind of blessed with being able to write well, or at least with facility, you know. But I often would leave things till the last minute to do. Anybody here know what that's like? So I was writing a term paper, and I was pulling an all-nighter, which is not easy. Now when I do it, it's involuntary. I can't sleep. But I was sitting in the kitchen with my manual typewriter and writing out this term paper. And at midnight, I stopped to pray. Now, I had begun praying the Liturgy of the Hours. This is the prayer that the priests say, which I still say all these years later. The gentleman that helped introduce me to it was actually staying in the rectory along with Father Charlie a week and a half ago. His name was Tom. He came up with Father Charlie, and he's also still saying it. So I got it back then. And I remember reading this passage at midnight. And it's the other knock passage that Christ, there's two different Bible passages where Jesus talks about knocking on the door. And this one is from Revelation. It says, "Here I stand, knocking at the door. If anyone hears me knocking and opens the door, I will come in and have supper with him and he with me." And I've always loved that reading. Oh, if only I can open the door when he knocks, you know. While I was sitting there, it's midnight, I'm in the kitchen. You'll never guess what happened. I have a little sound effect here. There were three knocks at the back door. What do you think I did? I went, because, you know, the back door was padlocked. It was a little courtyard. You couldn't get in there. There's no screen bumping or something. And I thought, oh, my gosh, you know. So I got up my courage, and I cracked the door, and I looked out. What do you think I saw? I saw a cat. No, I didn't see anything. And I closed the door, and I was sort of young in the Lord, you know, but our Lord was, I understood what our Lord was saying to me. He said, if you open the door to me, I will come in and have a meal with you, and it's called the Mass, and a sacrifice. We will eat together. I want you to be my priest, and I want this to be our life, you know. And, of course, it's a metaphor for the Eucharist as well. You're all invited to that same banquet. And so, if we open the door. And so that's why I brought this picture, which is there are many versions of this, with some Protestant gentleman that first painted this. This is one version of it. I've had it here before. It's Jesus standing at the door knocking. And I'm sure many of you know there's one thing missing from this picture, and it is the doorknob, because the person on the inside of the door must open the door for Christ. You see, we know Jesus can walk through walls, but he won't do that until the last knock. That's when the door will open automatically and we have to come out. So behind this door lies a human soul. And our Lord comes and knocks. So we ask ourselves, when does God come and knock, and what do the scriptures tell us about this? Well, when we look at today's readings, we get a clue. First of all, Jesus talks about a wedding. Once again, he mentions weddings so often, you know. But this one's different than the other wedding stories. This time, Jesus has finished his life on earth. He suffered, died, rose from the dead, went to heaven, went off to a wedding feast. That's the banquet of the kingdom of heaven. And you and I have a place setting there, and the Lord is going to come and pick us up one day and bring us there, and he wants us to be ready. Life is all about getting ready to be picked up to go to that banquet in heaven. In fact, we're not only invited, we're in the wedding party. We are, in fact, the ones being married. It's an image. That's as far as we can go to understand how intimately God wishes to be with us. It's unbelievable. So our Lord has been having this wedding party, and then he comes back to find his servants that he left on earth. Now our Lord tells us, he said, I might come in the first watch, the second watch, or the third watch. That's about time. What else might that refer to? Who said that? The times of life. Thank you, Margie. The times of life. I might come in the first watch, childhood. I might come in the second watch, adulthood. I might come in the third watch, later. That last one, the starting age of that keeps moving forward with my age. So I'll let you decide when that one starts. 100 sounds good to me. Now our Lord says, see, one of the senses is obviously the second coming of Christ. This is why the servants put it off. They say, oh, that's not coming in the near future. Or maybe it's my death. Well, we don't know when that is, but we all assume we've got time. I've buried people, the shortest somebody's ever lived was 2 hours. The longest was 105. And I've buried them every age in between. Now there's something to meditate on. And each lived the life that God chose. Even the 2 hours was infinitely valuable to God. He might come at any time. But he wants us to be ready. And I think one of the senses of this scripture, see, scripture has many levels, and we have to open it up by reading it. I really invite you to pray this scripture this week. It's so deep, I can only open up a teeny little bit in this short time. But I prayed about it on my vacation. It was very fruitful to me. The Lord comes and knocks at the door periodically throughout our lives. He knocked when I was young. I was in college, wanting me to be a priest. Fortunately, he came and knocked again. I was quite a bit older when I finally walked through the door. That doesn't always happen. I was fortunate. But that's not the only way he knocks. The Lord comes and knocks quite frequently, waits for us to open the door voluntarily. If we do, he will come in. Blessed is that servant who hears me knocking and opens the door, and I find him busy about my work. When I went up to, on this vacation, I did a lot of hiking and biking. I found muscles I didn't know I had, to say the least. But the Pope had told us in Rome, he said, I want all you priests to remember to take at least one day off a week, which we liked. We gave him a round of applause for that. And then he also wrote in the Zeniths that I get on the internet from the Vatican. He said, when you go on vacation, make sure you do something different so that you're really renewed. Don't just bring your work with you. So I was hiking and things. Well, the first thing that happened was a very generous couple loaned me a place to stay. And so I've been there a number of times in the last 6 years. I have a key, so I cleared this beforehand, let myself in there. Wouldn't you know it, the place looked a little bit messy, and I thought, well, maybe they just didn't clean it. I didn't care. You know, put my food in the refrigerator that I'd gotten and noticed a purse sitting there. I thought, ooh, I'd better get out of here. So I got my food out. Turned out it was double booked, you know. So anyway, it all worked out great. And I came in the next day. Later, I went up to Spokane to visit a friend of mine that's a nun and another friend that's in a nursing home. She's about 60, and she's been in the nursing home about 15 years already. And so we visited her. When I came out, I found that someone had taken a BB gun and shot out my windshield on my fairly new car. I know I get a new car every 20 years. I was not pleased to find my windshield shot out. And your reaction would be? In both these cases, it's by the grace of God, you know, I realized that God was knocking on the door. I've been reading this scripture. How I react to something unjust or something unexpected or an illness or something that challenges me or a blessing, do I thank God? A suffering that I'm not expecting, a movie I wanted to see at home and somebody else has got the TV for themselves, some food my spouse cooked that I don't care for. Does that ever happen? No. But how do I react in those situations? This tells me where my treasure is. This tells me if I'm detached. This is God knocking on the door, preparing us for the time when we will have to walk through the door and leave everything behind. See, I see this picture, and I see us, we're behind the door. You see, we can't see Jesus. He's living in that world, right next door to us, but we can't see him. Not now. We only hear the knock. And often he will come to us asking us, he'll take something away from us so that we can learn our reaction. Am I really attached to this? If I overreact to my windshield or whatever, it tells us there's something needs to change here. He says, sell your possessions and give alms. This, of course, some people take it literally in religious life. But for most of us, of course, giving alms, tithing is very important in our spiritual life. But our Lord also says, I and life are periodically going to take something very precious from you, and sometimes it's small things. But when I do, it's always an opportunity for growth. See it for what it is. It's me knocking on the door. We try so hard to be ready. You know, we get flu shots. We keep our hands clean. We get our kids inoculated. We try to have a rainy day fund in case we lose our job. We try to make things peaceful at home. We try to make people happy. But we really can't control life, and things happen. I think I shared with you in my column that right before Father came, my refrigerator went out the day before. You know, over there. Then we went and got a new one, and it didn't fit. So it arrived a half hour before they did. It was not what I wanted. But, you know, that's life. What is my reaction when God asks something of me that I did not expect? This tells me my relationship with God and where I need to go. This gives us a clue because our Lord promised he would come to us at the various watches of our life because one day, see, the person behind that door is in rental housing. I don't care where you live, whether it's nice or you have a mortgage or you don't. We all have to give the keys back one day. One day, the door will spring open and Christ will be there. Physically, we will see him. And if we've prepared by allowing God to mold us in his will, not only by scripture and mass and confession and prayer, we keep the oil filled by good works that we do. That's how we keep our spirit alive. We trim the wick with fasting by denying ourselves. We keep our loins girt by being ready to move if the Spirit calls us to. But we also allow God to mold us by what he gives us as a gift and what he takes away, which is also a gift. If we open the door to him through those actions, when he comes and knocks on the door, we won't be caught by surprise.